This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. The UN General Assembly has easily approved more rights and privileges for Palestine while endorsing its membership bid. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
In a reflection of wide global support, the resolution passed easily. The U.S. was among nine members voting against it after making clear it will block Palestinian membership until talks with Israel resolve key issues about statehood. The renewed membership push comes amid the Gaza war.
Everything has been destroyed.
With Palestinian observer Riyad Mansour saying Israel's ready to kill thousands more. Israeli Ambassador Gilad Erdan accused the UN of ignoring its own history.
The very body established to prevent evil is now welcoming a terror state into its ranks.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The U.S. has announced a new $400 million package of military aid for Ukraine. It includes a wide array of missiles for air defense systems and other munitions, along with armored vehicles, boats, and other weapons. White House National Security Spokesman John Kirby.
In the coming weeks, Russia will likely increase the intensity of fires and commit additional troops in an attempt to establish a shallow buffer zone along the Ukrainian border. We are confident in the Ukrainian armed forces, and we are working around the clock to get them the equipment, the tools, the weapons that they need to defend against these attacks.
The announcement Friday comes as Kyiv struggles to hold off advances by Russian troops in the northeast Kharkiv region. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky had warned Thursday that his country was facing, quote, a really difficult situation in the east. But he said a new supply of U.S. weapons was coming and Ukraine, quote, will be able to stop the Russians. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at VOA News.